Hello and welcome back to the Cash and Commitment podcast with myself, Yinka.
And Veronia.
We missed you guys. It's 2025, so Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I know we haven't been about for a little while, but I guess you'll find out in the next episode, so stay tuned.
Yes, there's definitely an explanation for that. So, yeah.
Cool. So, New Year, highlight of 2024, Veronia?
I would say my highlight was traveling to DC. I went with my business bestie and it was the first time we'd traveled together. To be honest, I actually met her online, funnily enough, and it was amazing. We went to a conference that my coach was hosting and it was just, it was lovely. And then also came back to the summer with a wedding as well. I think actually, was it more than one wedding? No, yeah. I think for me it was one. It was the one wedding.
One, but two.
Was it two?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I forgot. But yeah, those were amazing. So yeah, it's been quite a busy year, but a good year and an interesting year as well. How about you?
Yeah, good year. I think highlights. There's quite a few highlights, but I guess a highlight for me would be captaining my rugby team, my home rugby team, in the 2023-24 season. So that was cool. First black captain the club has had, and first black men's captain that the club has had, and first men's captain I think that has come from the youth system into the men's side. So yeah, a little bit of history there, so something that I'm proud of as well. But yeah,
and it was our third year anniversary, actually.
And third our third year anniversary, yeah.
Wedding anniversary.
Third year in the old ball and chain. But yeah, no. It's been a very, very good year. Hopefully, by God's grace, be another even better year this year. So
yeah. And what better way to start the year than to talk about saving and how to actually save more money in 2025? This is obviously one of my favorite topics. And I think this will be good to discuss, especially because obviously, Yinka, you naturally save money anyway. It's quite easy for you to save money. For me, it's a skill that I had to very much build up. But I think it will be good to discuss how we actually saved money last year. And then also if there's anything that we're going to be doing differently coming into 2025, because obviously we have stuff that we also want to save for. So let's talk about last year. Is there anything that you think we did quite well when it came to saving more money?
I think fundamentals were there. So having an emergency fund. So we got that sorted pretty quickly just to pay for a few months' expenses just in case the worst happened or if something bad happened, like the car has gone into the garage today and it was an unexpected expense. So
yeah, we've had to fork out almost a grand.
Yeah.
Just so like that.
But we've got the money there for things like that. So that's been a really good outcome of our savings. So how about you?
So I think, and this is one tip that I would definitely give, and it was something that I'd mentioned in a video that I did last year, is we kind of focused on one thing. So we had like a specific goal, and for us, it was to buy our house. So we knew that like majority of our savings, and if you saw my budget video, majority of those savings was going towards the house deposit, fees, stamp duty, and anything else, you know, like moving. And I think that was good because it meant that we just put all our energy into that. Mm-hmm. And I think we were able to save a lot more money because that's pretty much all we focused on. Because I think the year before, or like a couple of years before, we were obviously kind of saving, but we were also investing and we were doing different things.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I think last year we were like, no, this is the year that we actually want to get our house. Mm-hmm. So let's just focus on that. I don't know if you feel like that was helpful.
It allowed us to get to our goal quicker.
Yeah.
I mean, there's sacrifices, of course. It'd be great if you had all the money in the world to be able to diversify how you're saving and stuff like that. But for us, the priority was getting the house. And I guess one of the main reasons for that was, I think it was about March 2024, our lease was up with the place that we were renting. Mm-hmm. And obviously they want to increase the amount that we're paying. And we didn't really want to do that because it would affect our ability to save for that house that we were saving for. So we looked around, of course, and for what we were actually renting, what we were paying was actually relatively low compared to what the market was.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was 2024 during the time where the price of rents was ridiculous.
Yeah.
All around London. So what we decided to do, and probably one of the biggest things that allowed us to save a substantial amount in a relatively short time, was deciding not to renew the lease for the place we were renting and moving back into Verona's parents' house. So that meant that we can save in bulk because we're not paying for rent anymore. We're not necessarily paying for bills, etc. And we can focus on the vast majority of our money into saving for that house.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that made a huge difference. That was something that I did as well when I was trying to save and when I was trying to pay off my debt. Looking at your housing cost is really important. And I think even actually before like us temporarily moving, when we were renting, we actually chose to rent a one bed instead of a two bed. Because I remember like a couple of people would ask like when we move, like, oh, you're going to move into a two bed, you know, flat. And we were like, no, we're actually going to do one bed. And the reason why we specifically chose that is because of the cost, the price difference between how much you would pay in rent for a one bed versus a two bed. Did we even look at any two beds actually? When?
No, we're trying to find the most affordable place. I mean, place that we can see ourselves living in that was relatively nice, but again, most affordable because even when we got married, the goal was still to buy a house. And also to invest as well. So we didn't want a lot of our income going to rent and bills.
Mm-hmm.
So for what we were looking for, I think the majority of it was one beds anyway. So that's what we were viewing and that's what we got.
Yeah. So I would say definitely looking at your housing situation is important because although obviously like we'd moved to my parents like halfway through the year, we were actually saving quite a decent amount, even when we were renting, even when we were paying, you know, utility bills, council tax, even when, you know, electricity and gas was increasing a lot, we were still able to save quite a bit. And I think that was just because we were much more intentional with where we were renting, but also taking into consideration that was before rent prices went through the roof.
Yeah.
So I think we were incredibly lucky that our landlord didn't decide to increase dramatically. They did increase every year.
Yeah, but they tried to negotiate £100 increase per month, but we always negotiated that to about 50.
Yes. So if you are renting and your lease is coming up, try and see if you can negotiate, because I think especially landlords, they don't actually want good tenants to leave because then they have to pay to clean the place and get someone else. So, you know, you may find that there's a little bit of wiggle room.
Yeah. Yes and no as well. The rent market is crazy.
Right? It is crazy. It is like you just have to pray that your landlord is someone that is, you know, happy to negotiate and would rather negotiate than let you leave.
Yeah, sure. I think we had a decent one. I think our landlord actually lived overseas, so we just went through the estate agent, and to be fair, the estate agent was pretty decent.
Yeah. They were all right.
A handful of issues, but other than that, in terms of the actual housing itself, they were great at just setting it up and getting it sorted quite quickly for us.
Yeah. So I think it might even be good actually to share figures in terms of how your housing situation can massively impact your savings goals. So Yinka, do you want to talk about like how much we basically saved whilst we were renting by the time we left versus what we'd been able to save within like the 6 months of us like moving to my parents' house?
Yeah. 2021 is when we actually moved into our one bed flat. We left 3 years later, 2024. And I think we saved around 30k in terms of specifically for the house.
Yeah, that was excluding any investments because we did have investments on the side as well.
Yeah, but as a kind of caveat to that, there was a time in late 2021, everything was low. I think all the stocks and crypto, everything was low. So we're like, okay, we got quite a bit of money here. Let's actually
take advantage
a significant amount and invest. So we ended up doing that as well, which also meant that we didn't save as much as we could during that whole period for the house. But we still ended up saving about 30k over those 3 years. And then when we came and moved here, I think in the space of 6 months, we saved about 20k.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was incredibly helpful in terms of just being here. And big thank you to Veronica's parents for letting us stay here rent-free. To be honest, we don't really pay anything here,
much.
To be honest.
No.
I mean, we help out here and there with groceries and stuff like that. We look after the house and stuff. But in terms of actual bills to pay, we haven't been asked to pay for anything. And if anything, they're quite happy for us to put all our money into the house in baskets so we can actually have a foundation for us together as a couple and our future family as well. So
yeah. And it also, I would say, it also means that we haven't had to use our investments to fund the house.
Yeah.
Basically, because essentially by the time we'd left our flat, we actually could have afforded to like buy the house.
Yeah.
If we included our savings and, you know, we sold our investments, but we didn't want to do that. So we wanted to still build up on our savings and let our investments basically compound and continue to grow, essentially. So definitely blessed. So I think one thing we will say is look at your housing situation.
Yeah, exactly. We could have, as Veronica said, we could have moved early, but I don't know if these guys know that you're not a first-time buyer, which means...
Yes, they know. Yeah. Okay. Well, some will know.
So it means we need to pay significantly more stamp duty because technically this will be an additional home for Veronica, not me. So yeah.
We'll have that conversation. We'll do another episode.
Yeah, we'll do an episode on that where we talk about that in more detail. But it just means that we need more money, which is why we probably one of the biggest reasons why we focus solely on saving and not actually investing.
Yes.
But also it was kind of a blessing because when we did move, all the kind of stocks and crypto, they were quite high during that time anyway. So it wasn't really a time, in my opinion, to be buying. I think also one of the things that we did do very well, that we decided to do, which was Veronica's idea, actually, because I was like, it doesn't really matter, is we use, is it a high yield savings account?
Yes.
Yeah. To,
oh, yeah.
To put our savings in to actually earn a bit of money. So when I think about it now, it's a good thing that we did it because I think in total we probably, or in total we've probably had about, I'd say it's between 1600 to 1900 in interest.
Has it been that much?
It's been that much because I've seen how much we have now, but that was only after we moved the majority of the money into the higher savings yield interest. But well, we had quite a significant amount in interest, which is very useful when buying property because there's other fees other than just a deposit, so that can help to go towards the mortgage broker fees or the solicitor fees or things of that nature. So
Really, that's a good point actually. So definitely shop around. I think obviously last year the Bank of England and the Fed were raising rates, so of course that then impacted savings accounts, so they were also increasing their rates. Now that the Bank of England and the Fed are starting to reduce the rates slowly, it looks like, I would definitely say shop around, see if you can find a high yield savings account, look at, you know, how much they're offering, because some of your main banks, like my main bank, they were offering chicken change. Like it was absolutely ridiculous. And so we'd shopped around, well, I shopped around and found a decent one. So yeah, I didn't realize actually though that we gained that much in interest. So yeah, that's very, very useful. Okay, cool. So is there anything that you think we'll be doing differently to save more heading into 2025? I've got one, and I think
you can start then.
Yeah, but I think that this is going to be mainly you. I think we'll definitely be doing a lot more DIY stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, the house that we're buying is, it needs work, basically. So I fancy myself a very handy man. And obviously, if you can do it by yourself, you can cut costs. So yeah, that'll be something that I'll be doing.
Yeah. And that's something that we did also. Well, I say we did. It was kind of you last year with things like our car, when we had to, was it change the battery or something happened to the battery?
Yeah, changing the battery, there was an engine fault, which the garages couldn't figure out, but it was literally basically too much air is going into the engine and the valve wasn't closing, so I just changed that part.
Yeah, but, so rather than take it to the garage, pay for the labor, obviously Yinka did it himself, so we saved money that way. And I think that's something that we'll definitely continue to do this year.
Yeah, I mean, if you can watch a YouTube video and you think you can do it, then just give it a crap. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. I also think this year that maybe we will be looking for more deals. So it could even be like, if, for example, we have to fix things for the car, we might just decide to see if there are any sales at the moment, or clothes, or whatever it is, basically just looking for a bit more deals, being a bit more intentional. Because I feel like
when you said just fix things for the car and deals, I was like, what are you talking about?
No, like if we need to change the wipers,
okay,
and if there's a sale.
Okay, fair enough. I think because when you say fix things for the car, I'm like, what garage is giving you deals?
No. So things that, you know, you can buy for the car, okay, etc. So yeah, I think that's what we'll probably be doing differently, slightly differently this year. It's not to say that we didn't do it last year, but I think we might be a bit more intentional this year. So I would definitely say that maybe that's something that you also want to do as well. So start looking for specific deals, if there are things that you need to buy, even things like car insurance, for example, you know, it's genuinely cheaper to buy it annually rather than monthly. So again, having a look at comparison websites just to see if you can get more bang for your buck. Don't always think that renewing your car insurance is fine, but sometimes renewing your car insurance is actually fine.
Yeah, I think it's been better for us the past 2 years.
Actually. Yeah, but we will always research and we will look at what other insurance companies are offering, for example. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, if it's not as good, then yeah, we'll continue to go with that. So yeah, I think that's what we'll be doing differently.
I'd like to invest more this year, to be honest. Especially at the end of last year, looking at how my investments have grown. I don't think I even added anything to it last year. Of course, with Trump being elected, everything was inflated anyway. But even before that, looking at how my investments had grown, it got me excited about investing into the future and seeing what you can do when you actually put some money into the stock market or crypto market or whatever it is over time, how it grows and seeing the effect of, I guess, compound interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's excited me about investing again because, to be honest, I've been very stagnant with it. I don't think I invested anything within the last 12 months anyway. But that is something that I'd like to do going into 2025, provided we have the funds for that. But yeah.
Yeah. So again, that's another thing that we'll be doing differently. And I think that's actually a good point, because when we talk about saving, it's important to know that it's not just about saving in your bank account. There are going to be specific things that you might be saving for. So in this case, Yinka wants to save more to be able to invest. You might be actually saving to, you know, build up your emergency fund or to buy a house, but you also might actually be saving to pay off debt as well. So whatever saving means to you this year, again, have that kind of focus and think about, okay, what is it that you want this year and how is saving actually going to help you? And I think that leads us on nicely to just a couple of other practical steps when you're trying to save in 2025 and beyond. And one of the things that I would say is, once you have your focus, so you kind of know, okay, this is what I want to focus on this year, I would then say, think about, okay, how much is that going to cost, or what does that look like? So for example, in Yinka's case, I would be asking you, okay, how much do you actually want to invest this year in order to like think about hitting some of your long-term goals? And then what does that look like? How much are you then going to have to save maybe per month or per quarter? It's easier to break it down when you kind of have like a rough amount of how much you will need to save. I don't know if like that's something that you've ever thought about, because
Not necessarily.
Yeah, because you usually just save the money. But it can definitely be helpful, because that's actually what we did last year, because mm-hmm. we had the goal, even in like our savings pot, we had like, okay, this is how much we want to save. And then we were just saving towards that. And so we could see like how closely we were able to hit it, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the other tip that I would say is, think about realistically how much you can save. So if you're doing a budget, for example, have a look at your expenses and see, okay, based on my expenses, based on my bills, based on also how much I typically spend, how much can I actually realistically save in order for me to hit my goal by the end of the year? Have you got any other thoughts on that?
I was going to say that in not so many words. I was going to say pay yourself first, or yes, pay your future self first. So that may mean sacrificing takeout or going out with your friends once a week or once a month, sorry, so that you can actually save and invest your money into whatever it is you want to be doing in the future. But if you pay yourself first and pay your future self first, then it's only going to benefit you when you need that money later on.
Yeah. And think about how important it is for you as well, because I think sometimes when people save money, they're kind of just saving it in the account. Like you used to do that,
mm-hmm.
where you just kind of save it. But then I feel like once you actually had a specific goal, you were much more intentional,
yeah,
with the way you were saving.
Yeah. And when you have a specific goal, I think you save a lot more, and you save a lot faster anyway, because there's an end destination you're trying to get to rather than it being ambiguous.
Yeah. And then I'd say the only other thing is, especially heading on to this year, if you are looking at realistically how much you can save and maybe it's not enough, that's when you want to start questioning, okay, are there other things that you might need to do? It could be that you need to focus on making more money. Maybe you get a promotion at your job. Maybe you start a side hustle or anything like that, so you change your income. Or again, it could be you looking at your expenses. Are there ways that you can reduce your expenses? Are there subscriptions that you see on your account that you've never used? Can you remove that? Again, looking at your housing situation, is there a way that you can change that? Could you maybe get a lodger in, or could you live in a shared house? Although that's not for the faint-hearted. Or could you move back in with parents?
That's not for the faint-hearted either.
It is. Yeah, that's not for the faint-hearted. We're very lucky that it's basically just us here. But yeah, so definitely, obviously, take into consideration your environment when mm-hmm. you're thinking about things like housing expenses. But there will be other things that potentially you can trim in your budget, in your expenses, to be able to help you boost your savings to help you hit your goal.
Yeah. And if you're the type of person that isn't disciplined with their money, in terms of, you might pull it into a savings account and pick it out because you've got an event or something coming up, maybe you can use one of those savings accounts where it takes like a full day or full 24 hours before mm-hmm. that money can actually be released. That way you really need to think about whether you really need that money for whatever it is that you want to use it for, because you can't get that money immediately. It also might encourage you to leave that money alone as well, and to let it do its job of just growing and getting bigger towards your goal.
Yeah, especially if you're a spender, if you have less access to your savings, you're less likely to impulse spend on those savings. That's something that I had to do when I first started saving money, because if not, I would just spend it all. So yeah. But I think we've given some good tips, actually. I think we've also shared what we're going to be doing this year. So yeah, I'm quite excited to save this
yeah,
year.
Yeah.
And also use some of that to invest as well
mm-hmm.
and get back into it.
And refurbish.
Yes. Cool. So I think we're going to leave it there. Of course, if saving money is a goal that you have this year, but you don't really know where to start, and maybe you've made mistakes last year and you really, really want to be able to hit some of your savings goals this year but needs help, make sure you do book a call to find out more about my one-on-one coaching, because that's essentially how I help my clients. And also, if you have a partner as well, you can request couples coaching as well. Again, the link will be in the description to book a call to find out more, and we'll discuss exactly how I or we can help you achieve your savings goals for 2025. And if you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to like the video and subscribe to the channel if you would like to see more content. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, then be sure to also follow us on there as well.
And leave some reviews.
Fab. Great. I think we're going to leave it there for this episode.
Yep.
We hope you have an amazing week.
And amazing 2025.
Yes. Bye.
Peace and love.